Welcome once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast, another installment of the Fermented Friday. Today is going to be a really awesome day because, you know, it just is. I said so. So let's make it that. This week, we're playing a game that we've been wanting to play for a while, but we've never had enough people to play. It's called Cards Against Humanity. It's very similar to Apples and Apples, if anyone's ever played that. That's what I said. Anyway, that was Megan. What up, Megan?
Hey!
So another thing that's really making this episode awesome is we have a bunch of people with us today. So let's just go round robin, clockwise style. Who's to my left?
That's Brandon.
Brandon.
I'm Patrick.
Patrick.
Steve.
What up, Steve? And, of course,
Megan.
And your boy, Nate Cubs. So this week, for the next segment, we've already done 4 weeks of IPAs, we've done 4 weeks of Pilsners, and we decided to jump on over to Stouts. So this week, we've got the, it's by Beer Valley. It's called Black Flag Imperial Stout American Style, because as far as I know, we've all been born in this country.
America. And Oregon.
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
All right.
America.
I like America.
So, let's see. I guess there's nothing... there's nothing else to do but crack open some brew.
That rhymed.
I know.
Hello,
and we're, we got the 22s going, but we're just kind of sharing today. So everyone's probably going to get a little bit of burrs. And blah, 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 blah. You know, downtime as we're pouring. It's got a nice little foam to it as we pour. It's got some good head.
This nice glass has a little bit more head than my glass.
I think it's the shape of the glass makes more head.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, you give good head.
I give great head.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. That's the nature of the show. Say what you want.
Okay. All right, great.
So, like I said, we're going to play this game. It's called Cards Against Humanity.
Huh?
Yeah.
Say what?
I mean, we're all for society, but once in a while we're against it. And let's see. I guess the rules of the game is the last person who pooped gets to be the first person. So, let's see. I pooped at 9 a.m.
I pooped at 9:30.
I pooped around 10
o'clock?
9:30. It was probably 9:30.
So we're kind of tied. Yeah.
I don't poop. I literally woke up and shit and went back to sleep. I shit at 7 a.m.
Yeah, but what time did you wake up and shit?
7 a.m.
Okay, and Steve doesn't poop because he's a female.
Okay.
I've never pooped
so,
before
so
in my
it's
life.
Between Brandon
so,
and I.
So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do.
Inky, pinky, bonky?
Wait, no. When did you poop? Did you poop after you got home to brush your teeth?
No. I went
did
home
you,
to brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm. And you pooped at that time.
Yeah, that's when I pooped.
I pooped right before you, so you're first.
All right, I'm first.
So what the rules is there's white cards and black cards, because ebony and ivory. And Brandon is going to pick the first black card.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do one round first, then we'll get into the
Wait,
beer.
Wait, really?
Oh, no, let's
we
not.
We should do the beer first.
Let's do the beer first. Everyone take a sip.
Mm. Oh, I actually kind of like it.
Yeah, that's you know, nice. Honestly,
that's actually a good stout.
Yeah, that's
let's go.
Really
let's start with
stout.
That.
I feel like it has a chocolatey flavor to it, which
yeah.
I love about stouts.
Yes,
it's very. I love dark beer. I always say, if you can see through it, it's not worth tasting.
I saw you drinking a Bud Light.
Yes, but,
no, that
like,
course,
but that's, to,
of
get,
course
that's that. To get drunk. Like, there's a difference between drinking to taste and, like, getting fucked up.
I see. Oh, for flavor-wise. Yes.
But it's delicious.
Okay.
Yes.
Steve, what do you think of that
first
step?
It goes down smooth.
It was a very smooth beer.
It goes down smooth. Like he said, it tastes like chocolate. Better than chocolate, actually.
Megs?
And, Stefan loves stouts, and I can see why.
Whoa, you're mixing my name up again.
Yeah, Stefan.
Megs, what do
yeah.
you think?
I like it. I think there's, like, sort of an oatmeal taste to it, which it doesn't say that there's any oatmeal in it, but I think it's kind of oatmeal-y. Also, I agree with the chocolate flavor. It's nice. It kind of tastes like a hot chocolate, but cold.
A cold chocolate?
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
Let's call it that.
I like that it's not too carbonated. It's,
oh, yeah.
You know, like, because I get gassy. So, so I like that it's kind of just, you know, it's a little mellow on the tongue, on the palate.
For me, I mean, I just feel like, I know it's supposed to be very bitter, but because of the other flavors, I can drink this very fast. Very fast.
So can I, but I'll probably pour me some more. Because I want to savor every second.
You do like savoring your beer, for sure, I've noticed.
Live in the now.
Yeah. Right. All right. So, I guess that's our eval of the beer. Let's play one round.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
I get to make the first card,
you're going first.
So, I think typically the rules say the first person to win 5 black cards is the winner.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to 3. The first person to win, because there's a lot of us, and
we're trying. There a prize?
Another beer.
Yeah, another. we'll get you another beer.
All right. So, I'm cool with that.
So, Brandon,
my prize is going to be much more dirty. All right, I'll pick the first card.
That card.
Flip.
And read it out loud.
For my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank.
So this is a double.
Yeah.
Should
it's
we
a
be
double.
Playing
you,
doubles?
You have to use 2 cards.
All right. Okay, so first card goes down.
Yeah, put the
two cards. Down.
It's two cards. So the first one is the first blank.
For
the
my next
one.
Trick, I will pull first card blank out of second card blank.
Yeah. So put your second card on top of the first card. You close your eyes.
Yeah, don't look at who's putting cards down.
I'm not. You really think I can remember?
Well, just close your eyes.
I got mine.
I got mine.
Again, civil society.
Ha!
We're not endorsing that we're against humanity here. But
we are
against humanity.
It's debatable. All
right, pull 2 new cards.
Everyone pull 2 cards once you've put down your 2 cards.
Not me, though.
Right.
Not you.
Where do we put our cards down? Right in
front
of us?
Right here. All right.
All right, Brandon, go ahead and read through the options. The first option should be first, and the second option should be second, in order.
So, for my next trick, I will pull blank out of...
For my next trick, I will pull Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, out of my vagina. That's an interesting one. But I'm not very British, and I don't really care. For my next trick, I will pull The Court-Ordered Rehab out of the South. Ooh. For my next trick, I will pull Edible Enderpants out of Bill Nye the Science Guy. I kind of enjoy that. Oh, this one, oh. For my next trick, I will pull My Fetus out of Coat Hanger Abortions, and that is a goddamn winner.
I love this game.
Yes!
I love this
game.
Was
that yours, Steve?
Right,
yes.
So Steve wins.
You just got good cards. Fuck you. Hey.
Yeah, you got good cards.
All right.
That was good.
Give me all the white cards.
Discard into here.
Sure.
Again, we aren't against humanity.
I think this is
just
come into there. Everybody who needs to come, just come into here.
Wait.
Give me a minute.
So it's my turn.
No.
It's round robin, yeah.
Oh.
So go ahead and Pat. Pick. Want to go flip that card.
Flip that card.
Yep, what would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming?
Hmm.
Ooh.
This is a very weird topic.
Charming and disturbing.
Wait, am I playing? Did you play? I'm not.
No, so you don't put any white cards down this time.
Yeah, you got it.
Disturbing yet slightly charming.
I can't
wait to see what you guys this? Hear. Just, I'm not,
you need one?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
So this is the pile.
Yes, that's the pile. Yes.
Pat, flip those over since you saw who put down
I'm gonna
not flip them over,
shuffle it up.
I'm not gonna close
shuffling,
my eyes. I'll shuffle
shuffling,
them.
Shuffling.
Well, that one was difficult because it was 2 cards, so you couldn't shuffle.
I couldn't shuffle.
Yeah.
Okay. What would Grandma find disturbing and oddly charming? Let's see what we have. Grandma. Okay.
He said, "Grandma."
She would find herself.
Oddly disturbing and charming.
Yes.
We all do.
How narcissistic. Yeah. I love my narcissistic.
She's so full of herself. My grandmother was not narcissistic, so let's see what the other one is. Brown people.
Brown people.
You keep laughing when you say
natural male enhancement.
Natural male enhancement.
Ooh.
I like that this is a game. Great one. I like
we
this
got
game.
Some we got some contenders this round.
Queefing.
Queefing? I feel like we just have to repeat everything you say. So queefing was happened. The next one.
Okay.
Wait, what is a queef?
It's a vagina a fart.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It happens sometimes. It's
when
hilarious.
Air exited.
It's typically when you're doing doggy
style. So that's what that weird noise is.
You want to hear what a queef sounds like?
That's not that bad. It's usually more high-pitched than that, I think.
It's more like, okay. Yeah.
I've queefed several times.
Okay, so
it happened
my
the
grandma,
first time I lost my virginity. I queefed on.
You queefed?
You queefed?
You queefed.
You lost your virginity?
No.
Okay.
I queefed on.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me just say, my grandmother was not racist, so brown people is out of the question. Even though these are all great.
It's a good round.
They're all great. Okay. As far as being disturbing yet oddly charming, my grandma did not find that about herself. She didn't think that about herself. I'm not going to say that. Queefing and natural male enhancement are very close contenders, but I'm going to go with natural male enhancement.
Yes!
Fuck you, Steve.
Wow. Damn it.
Steve, this might go quick. Yeah.
Well, then we'll go for second place if Steve wins.
Gonna find my thing, gonna hold it tight.
Got it. Right,
so it's
some
your turn to flip. It's your turn
delight.
To flip the black.
Hey, Pat, scoot closer this way.
Okay.
Read your black card.
When I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank.
Or another two-parter. Right. Close your eyes, Steve.
That's something I'm good at.
When I was tripping on acid, blank turned into...
This is amazing.
Blank.
Oh, no. I think I got it. So, wait. You put the first one down?
First, yeah.
You put the first one down, and second one, and...
So that when you flip it...
We should put it on, you know, like crisscross.
Staggered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll put the first one down.
Let's put it... Well, don't announce it.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
The first one you read is on right. top or on
I'm
bottom?
No longer... I'm
so
no longer...
So, like,
I'll be
my
the
first,
collector,
my first one's this one,
and
so I'll go like
will
this. So when I pick
up.
It up,
yes,
like that.
But they're in order.
Yeah, I know.
When I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank.
Steve,
you can't shuffle them.
I'm doing two at a time. Shuffling two at a time.
Okay.
Blank turned into blank. Tick, tock, tick.
All right, here we go.
This one's really good.
So I'm drawing from the top. Correct?
Yeah.
No, flip them over.
I must say,
whatever.
This is a great subject to talk about because acid is...
Okay, here we go. When I was tripping on acid, pretending to care turned into a tiny horse.
That's a good one. Actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
When I was tripping on acid... Inserting a mason jar into my anus turned into a dark and mysterious force. When I was tripping on acid, kids with ass cancer turned into a bag of magic jeans. Beans. Oh, that's pretty funny. When I was tripping on acids, mouth herpes turned into a ball of earwax, semen, and toenail clipping.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow. Whose was that? I don't know.
These are all great contenders, but I'm going to have to go with pretending to care and tiny.
No way.
Mine was way better.
Yeah. No offense, Pat.
I think it was just I have experience with acid, so I know what...
You know. I thought for sure that the whole mouth
herpes
thing...
But Steve doesn't have experience with acid.
I thought the kids with ass cancer was going to win.
That was hilarious.
That was
I liked
good
my
one.
Mason jar one.
Let me
but
just,
who doesn't want a tiny horse?
Let me just say... When you're on acid, lots of things turn into tiny horses.
All right, so I guess it's my turn. All right, so... Fun tip, when your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with blank instead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got it.
Why draw?
Oh, there's so many good ones.
Sorry.
God damn it, Steve.
Ooh, I have too many good ones for this. All right. How was this a big one? Yep. Where's the pile here?
It's this thing. Do I have one more?
One more.
I'm waiting on one more.
Steve!
Steve!
Ah!
Steve, come on.
I'll just do this one.
Okay. Good.
Last minute!
If we rush him, he might not pick a good one. Right.
Okay. So, fun tip. When your man asks you to go down on him, try surprising him with panda sex instead. Masturbation instead. Figgy pudding instead. Panda. Testicular torsion instead.
Do you know what that is?
No.
That's when, like,
your testicles really go all distorted?
You lick the balls, like, heavily.
Heavily?
Ball-licking?
I mean, that's... I feel like that's still oral sex.
Right.
So you lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Okay, these it two, toughens up these your ball two bag, lose. Though, right? I say masturbation wins.
So, hey, it's like, hey, babe, go down on me. Nah, I'm
I'll
kidding.
I'll just give you a hand job.
I got this.
I knew that would be hilarious because it's like, so could you go down on me? No, just jerk yourself off.
I've done that.
You hand him like a magazine? Like,
well, no, it's fine. Like, mutual masturbation, it's fun.
You watch each other masturbate?
Yeah.
You just put those in.
Okay, that's very interesting. Actually, no, that could be pretty fun.
Mutual masturbation is
everyone great. Grab a card.
As long
don't
as you
forget to do that.
Just be open to anything. And anything
Nate
can be fun.
Nate's turn.
What?
I guess I draw a card.
Okay. So, instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children blank.
What the? Oh. Man.
Stacks right here.
I have to say, this stout is astounding.
Well, yeah, should we talk about that a little bit?
After this. Right. After this card.
Right. It is strangely nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, so, instead of coal, I shuffled these. Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children $1 trillion.
God damn it.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children foreskin.
What if they already have foreskin?
You've been bad, son.
Extra foreskin. Another layer.
Yes.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children genuine human connection. What a sweetheart.
That's nice. Ooh.
So instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children AIDS.
Wow.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it's between AIDS and foreskin. I really actually like my foreskin, so that one wins.
Hooray!
Do you like your foreskin?
I would have picked AIDS.
I like that answer.
Wait.
Dude,
do you have foreskin?
That's not an appropriate question.
I laugh when I hear the word.
Yes,
it is. I have foreskin.
I think it is.
I picked it because I have it.
You're uncircumcised?
Oh, yeah.
I am
uncircumcision is better than circumcision.
It's way better.
Are you uncircumcised?
Don't you have to clean underneath?
I look like
Brad Pitt.
I mean, yeah.
He's like, nah.
I mean, yeah.
I assume
it's just like whatever. You just do it when you do it.
Yes. It's not a thing. You just do
not,
it.
Right. And I'm not Jewish at all.
So the first thing we're going to get into just after that
it's
one
not
round.
It's about religion, man.
It's about
Megan.
Takes a
Megan.
Whole lot
yeah.
Off.
Why don't you describe this label?
All right. So label.
For those of you who don't know, Megan works at a print press. She's a label expert.
Or something like that. It's not great. It's not bad. So it's called Black Flag. So it's pretty, it looks piratey.
Describe what you're looking at.
Okay. So it's all black and white. There's no color to it. The black is actually really nice, from a printing perspective.
Cause you can get that weird, like green or gray black.
Yeah. It's usually like a weird brown black, but yeah, like it looks really nice.
But what about that?
It looks like Guinness.
Yeah. The text, the font is, it's nice for what it's trying to do because it's trying to be piratey. Personally, I don't really like it, but for what For what it's trying to do, though, it is suiting of the beer.
It serves its purpose.
Making me want
to. Yeah, it's actually. It's
to be honest,
it's just,
I just want to go sailing.
They use tabbers and all.
Wear some yeah.
Honestly, it's a pirate thing.
I mean, it's just really basic, but it's nice. I mean, for what they're trying to achieve, I think they've achieved it. Yeah. So,
it's great. It's
that's
delicious.
My opinion.
Gar!
It's a really good beer, you guys.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do another round.
I think it's your turn.
No, I just went.
No, I think we should do more facts.
You want to do more facts?
We haven't really done any
Steve,
alcohol or anything.
Why don't
yes.
Why don't you read right here where it says the alcohol and the IBUs?
All right. Well, this alcohol is 11% alcohol by volume.
Wait, say that again louder.
Yeah.
This alcohol is, in fact,
this beer
11% alcohol by volume.
By volume,
its hop and bitterness is at 100%.
It's gone well.
And I gotta say,
do they know what IBUs means?
What's an IBU, Steve?
We've talked about it before.
Wait, can
International bitterness.
Can I butt in for a minute?
Yes. International bitterness unit.
Thank you. That's what I was gonna say.
We've talked about it
yes.
before.
Yes.
All right.
Just to clarify.
Cool. We're all on the same
for people
page.
People who
now.
Don't know shit.
So this is coming off of the beervalley.com website, the brewer's website.
And they're out of where?
Ontario, Oregon.
Yeah.
High five.
Wait. Would you like the description?
There we go. Yeah, that was good. That was perfect. That's exactly what it needed to be.
Well, no.
Oh, no. Someone else is reading that.
Yeah.
The description.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh.
You got description jacked.
Uh-oh.
You want me to say it?
Read two sentences.
You're well-spoken.
Black Flag Imperial Stout, the beer released by Beer Valley Brewing, is monstrously huge beer.
I'm
brewed
good.
For beer enthusiasts who want to test the edge of sensory perception.
All right, pass it.
I'm going to do it right.
You have to scroll through.
Nope.
Right to left.
He said, nope.
Black Fag Imperial Stout.
Wait, did you say back, Black Fag?
That's totally what I heard.
That's totally what
That's
I said.
That's the most offensive thing you can say ever.
All right.
Start over.
Black Fag? Black Flag Imperial Stout. The first beer released by Beer Valley Brewing is monstrously huge beer brewed for enthusiasts who want to test the edge of sensory perception. Brewed with 8 different malts and 4 hop varieties, give it depth and complexity. Black Imperial Stout delivers an extreme drinking experience like no beer on the planet.
Like eggs.
Thank you,
Brandon.
Thanks.
Isn't that like interesting?
Thanks, Brandon. You should work for Audible.
I might. I mean, I can speak well.
I speak real good.
I use my mouth words well.
Real good.
Well, I love that. Those are all the beer facts. Moving on, Brandon.
Yes.
Black card.
You
black
got,
card
you
with
got
the
it.
Black card for the Black Flag beer.
What?
Black to the game.
You got it, good buddy.
Black to the game.
Black to the game.
You guys ready?
Oh, mm-hmm. I was born ready.
I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with... fill in the blank.
This is good.
Oh my god.
I still kind of like this beer.
I can't... Well, I stopped liking it. I liked it to begin with, but then I was like, nah. But then I'll like it again next sip.
I still kind of like it.
No, it's phenomenal.
I do like it. It's
You know, I was saying it's chocolatey. That's definitely something that's the main thing that I can taste, but also blueberry.
Blueberry?
Oh, blueberry.
And coffee and oatmeal, no?
Okay.
Oh, I can see the oatmeal for sure.
For me, it's like the main two, chocolate, blueberry. I feel that way for most stouts, to be honest.
Wait, hold on a second. Did they ever put the cards in?
No.
I have.
I'm waiting for one person.
That's me. I can't decide between these two.
I understand. That's the thing.
Aw, Steve. Okay. Aww.
All right. Cards are in.
I will shuffle appropriately.
Has everyone been picking up their replacement cards?
I sure hope
yeah.
so. I have been.
Yeah. I think we're pretty on
yeah.
top of it.
Yeah.
I dropped
okay,
one.
I think we're there.
Let me have one of those.
I dropped one.
Do you think the
Are
Somali pirates drink this?
I think the Somali pirates brew this.
A hand job?
Blowjob.
Okay.
No, he was, because he was like this.
Oh. Okay, hand.
But no.
So.
For the record.
For the audio, no.
I do not know with what weapon World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with a super soaker full of cat pee. I got a funny story about that.
You've told me this story.
Cat pee super soakers.
He's told me this story.
I've got a funny story about that.
About Karen with,
please,
super soakers.
Tell us the story.
Told you. All right. All right.
After we go through the
No. Now.
Wait.
Now.
A right away.
Right now.
I'm going to tell a story. Cat I didn't tell the story. No, it wasn't actually cat piss.
Okay.
But it's very, it's, yes.
Well, why don't you tell the story and everyone else butt out?
Please tell the story.
You guys just shut up so I can tell the story.
Okay.
Fuck you, Brandon.
Yeah, fuck me, right?
Maybe just finger shot Brandon.
Whoa.
I thought it might be good for the audio and he would just die out.
Right.
But he's still here, so I don't know.
All right, what's this piss super soaker story?
So, when I was like 12... I had these.
We've all been there.
God, I hope so. I had these.
I haven't yet. I'm only 10 years old.
Let the man.
Let's
tell
give
a story.
The 10-year-old another shot.
I just need another swig of beer.
Let me tell me my story.
12 years old, super soakers.
12 years old, super soakers.
Pee.
I had this like 330-pound friend. He was like 14. He was a couple years older than me.
That's a big dude.
Yeah,
he was If he was an adult, that'd be a big dude.
He had flaming red hair.
And he was flaming.
And no, he was flaming.
He wasn't homosexual. Okay. That I'm aware of. He could have been. I don't know.
Nothing and against gay people. Know. I know it got brought up like twice in this podcast.
Yeah, and we live in California, so we're all actually gay people. Fuck yeah, gay people.
We support gay rights.
Hell yeah.
Actually, Megan went to Pride this year.
Oh, yeah?
No, I didn't. I went to a...
But she did change her Facebook profile to the rainbow.
I don't have Facebook.
No, Kendall did.
Kendall changed his Facebook profile
I have...
to the rainbow.
No, I went to...
God damn it.
What did I go to? Hey, Kendall, where
some,
did
like,
I go?
Anyway. Street doesn't ride. Matter. Story time.
I don't know. I went to a sex party.
Did you have sex?
No.
Was there a coke?
Shh.
Probably.
I had these neighbors growing up, and one of them was really overweight. He was like 330 pounds at the age of 14. And, I mean, he was a really nice guy. And his little brother was an idiot. I'm not going to lie. He was dumb as marbles. And we were hanging out at the park, like, playing in the sand and, like, going down the what is that thing called?
Slide?
Slide, yeah, slide.
A fucking slide?
I think it's called a chute.
Oh, right. We're going down the chute. We're going down the chute. And we get these other neighbors who are a lot younger than us, like half our age, like 6, 7, 8. And they showed up with super soakers. But we weren't about that. We didn't want to get in a super soaker fight. But earlier in the day, I convinced them they had to go to the bathroom. We were drinking juice. We finished, we were kids.
You were drinking juice?
Juice. No.
Juice.
I'm allergic to juice.
Let me guess, you pissed in the super.
It's place. My story, guys. Come on.
Let him fucking finish, fuck.
We're on a time limit.
Yes.
So I was drinking this juice with these guys. We finished. It was like, maybe it was lemonade. Who cares? But the bottle was empty, and they wanted to go home to go pee, and I convinced them, instead of going home, to pee in the bottle.
In the super soaker?
No, the bottle of lemonade.
The lemonade bottle.
Yeah. And so they peed in the bottle.
This shit is dark, man.
No, this is a real story. Shut up.
I love this story. I love hearing it.
So they pee in this bottle, and, like, you know, it was like, whatever. They peed in the bottle. A few hours go by, and these little kids, they decide they want to have, like, a water fight. They start throwing water balloons at us. They got, like, super soakers. And I convinced the young brother, the stupid one, to go and get their mega super soaker. And they come back with it, and they're like, you know, it's like water fight fun, haha. But because I'm a little bit manipulative, I decided that... I was like, hey guys, you know what would be
funny?
Did you
say it three times?
Maybe not three times, but
maybe four.
Like, I'll say it three now. I said, you should put that pee that you pee in the bottle into the super soaker.
Yeah, man.
OMG.
So, you know, we douse some children with urine and...
like, it was good times all around.
And they were never the same again.
They didn't actually realize what we did until they smelled it.
Yeah.
Daddy, I smell really bad.
No, that's what they did. That's what they did. They ran inside. Freaks, Daddy. They ran inside and said, Daddy, I smell like urine.
Thomas, you smell like shit.
And so, like, my group of friends, the older group of friends, we all were like, oh, shit, we gotta go. So we ran back to my house, cleared the Super Soaker full, like, we ran a ton of water through it, and then we walked around the corner back to the guys who actually shot the urine into the little kids, and the dad came by, and he was like, why'd you shoot pee on my kids? And we're just like, we didn't shoot pee at your kids. Look, watch.
They peed all over each other on purpose.
I got the fat one. I got the fat one to shoot the water
kids
in his mouth
because
we cleared it out. You know,
yeah. Boys, boys.
He shot it.
No, I don't. Sometimes. It's always it's kids.
He shot
kids.
The water in his mouth.
I made my best friend pee in my backyard.
Basically, you
and we got away with it.
Yeah, getting away with peeing on kids.
Yep.
All right. So.
All right, that was a little bit of a tangent. My bad.
It's okay. Let's get back to this game.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, cool story, bro.
Yeah, sick, bro.
I like that story.
No, it's a good story.
I was great.
So wait, did you guys already gave me the cards? Yeah.
Yeah. Where'd you put them?
Right here.
No.
Seriously, like
you put them on top of your own deck of cards. Now you gotta go through your deck and figure out which ones are not yours.
I like to drink my own urine.
Four.
I like the taste.
Three, because there's one.
I love the taste of my own urine.
Oh shit, you're
it's sterile. And I love the taste.
The ammonia. All right. Back to the game.
This has gotten out of hand. Back to the game.
Yeah, let's play.
I don't even remember which one's mine.
Sidetrack. Don't worry about it. I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with a Super Soaker full of catnip.
Okay.
Which I'm probably going to pick.
That's why we got on this topic.
I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with inappropriate yodeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably yours, wasn't it?
Nope. I did it if I was like, ugh.
I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with raptor attacks?
Interesting.
That must have been like World War like .1.
.1.
I do not know with what weapons World War III will be fought with, but World War IV will be fought with... Italians. Italians. Now they're too broke. I'm going with Super Soaker full of pee.
What?
You were thinking of the Greeks.
Fuck yeah.
The Greeks.
You didn't want to go with raptor attacks.
Neither did the Italian. I mean,
the whole
area.
Do you know that of all the ethnic groups that fought for America's side during World War II, there were more Italians than any other ethnic group that fought?
My pit stink.
So?
The Italians were on the same side as Hitler. Are you kidding me?
No, Italians, Italian American.
Aren't you aware? Oh, Mussolini. Never mind.
I know that. I mean, I know that they were on the same side. But Italian Americans of all the ethnic groups in the United States, they were.
Wait, I don't think we're supposed to get heavy. Let's just move past this.
It's me, Mario.
Hey, Pat.
Let's just not get so heavy, but then we'll do some acid later and then get heavy after that.
Here we go.
Maybe we'll see a tiny horse.
The next card reads:
the class field trip was completely ruined by blank. This is a great one. I'm very happy that I pulled that one.
I have a lot of good cards. Can you repeat that?
The class field trip was completely ruined by blank.
I exactly know what you're gonna pick.
I don't at all.
Here's the thing is that he knows me very well and he knows my sense of humor, so he might win.
Yeah, that's part of the game.
Yes.
Shuffle.
I will. Even though I didn't see all the shuffle. Just be safe, you know? Okay, here we go.
That's the sound of shuffling.
The class field trip was completely ruined by... the Chinese gymnastics team... drinking alone... crippling dead... the Holy Bible... Jesus, fuck. Okay...
that wasn't one of them.
Okay, here's the thing. these are all so inappropriate for the topic. Like, I can't...
It's part of the game.
This is why I'm conflicted. It's not
because... This is why it's called Cards Against Humanity. You're supposed to be really fucked up to play this game. Okay, you're being too moral to play the game.
Okay, be less moral.
Pick the funniest one. Bye.
Okay. Because none of them really fit. Like, I can think of so many topics that would
fit. Well, none of them fit. They're just funny.
I'm gonna say the Holy Bible.
God damn, you're right, you will.
Shit.
It's not me.
Because that ruins everything.
So what? Let's do a quick tally of score. Right. Who's got one card? One black card. Megan's got one black card. Who's got two black cards?
I do have two black cards.
I got two.
You have two?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Brandon, Patrick, Pat, Steve, and Steve.
Yeah. All right, so just them are playing, and
we're all still playing.
Keep playing. Keep playing.
We're all still playing. We have to play to three black cards.
Okay.
All right.
I want to play with multiple motherfuckers.
Where'd those four cards go?
This could be the last round. Then.
Four.
The four.
The four
that
you just read.
I just put them right here.
But you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because those are your cards.
Those are discards now.
Yeah, we gotta discard those. All right.
Okay, Steve.
Steve,
and grab a card if you didn't. Grab a card if you didn't.
Black card it.
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History just opened an interactive exhibit on...
Say it again.
Ha!
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History just opened an interactive exhibit on...
My card's right here.
My current's the best.
Mine is.
Oh my god.
All right, Steve, shuffle those cards.
Mine's the best.
You guys are such assholes.
Dun, 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 dun,
mine's better
dun.
Than yours.
Which exhibit will it be? The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History just opened an interactive exhibit on spectacular abs.
The situation.
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History just opened an interactive exhibit on pooping back and forth forever.
What?
That's kind of weird.
How do you poop back and forth?
The universe.
Like
the Smithsonian
dogging?
Museum of Natural History
that's
just opened
thing.
An interactive exhibit on Darth Vader.
Okay. So you fight him? Every time?
Probably.
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History just opened an interactive exhibit on... glory holes. And all the goodness, and that's the winner. Glory holes is the winner.
Who won?
You guys know I just won the game, right?
Alright.
Oh, you suck.
Alright, so Brandon wins the game. Can we review the beer one more time?
Hey, can we all talk about how much we hate Brandon? For the rest of
the Give me the black card.
You know what's actually really fitting is, so this beer... it's Black Flag. It's very pirate-esque of a label. And Brandon, the winner of this this game, is wearing striped black pants.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a pirate.
Like a butt pirate.
I did pick at his butt.
He does kind of have a peg
Megan
leg.
Megan touched my butt earlier.
Yeah.
She tried to put it in the hole.
I just tickled it.
Your aim was impeccable. It was touched my butt.
And he has a beard like a pirate, too. If he had an eye patch, that would, like, complete the whole fucking...
Did you know that a lot of pirates wore earrings because they thought it would help them see better at sea?
Fun fact. Well, then I'm a great pirate.
You guys are crazy. So does any okay? So let's final reviews on the beer. Does anyone have one?
Yeah, I mean, I really like it.
Yeah, I have a final review. It's delicious.
It's it's
I would buy it again.
Okay, I would say if you're gonna eat a very delicious steak, please buy this beer and
really
drink
you'd do steak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Anything? Any like very red or pork? Like pork.
I feel like casserole.
I feel like pork loin or steak would be delicious with this beer.
Yeah. I have something to say. You know, like, red wine goes well with steak?
Yeah.
This beer goes well with steak.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
I want some steak.
I just
want
to keep drinking. Honestly, I want to work on that fat face.
Can we
with
have
the
some
eyes
steak?
Close
Could we get
together?
Some steak?
Like, that's, like,
do you want to have...
Megan,
that's my thing.
Do you have
okay,
a steak?
We didn't cheers, so we should cheers.
Oh, yeah, everyone cheers real quick.
Okay.
Arrgh!
Arrgh! This is a fun. This game was really fun.
This was a good time.
All right. Well, as everyone else is chugging down their liquids, I might as well just say this has been another episode of the Fermented Friday on the Positive Herpes Podcast. I'm your boy Nate Cubs. If you need to get a hold of me, which I highly recommend you do, email me at positiveherpes@gmail.com. You can go to facebook.com/positiveherpes, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at positiveherpes. And don't forget to support the show at patreon.com/positiveherpes. I feel like Steve has something to say.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. And until next week, you know, raid, pillage, and plunder.